All good. Get my head together. Title of the message this morning is The Seed Planted. These bottles are so flimsy, sometimes when you twist them, they go ram. So I'm being real careful. Got it. We sung into that last song, I will build my life on your love. It's my firm foundation. I'm going to be talking to you today about the word. I don't think, I still don't have the revelation I want to get with it, but until we get to the place, listen to me, until we get to the place of understanding how real, how true, how accurate, how powerful, I could go on and on with those, the word is in your life. Amen. It is, I mean, it's the only thing we've got. You know, we're living in a society where it seems like every day it gets worse and worse in the area of truth. There is no truth out there anymore. I'm telling you, I don't care what you listen to. I don't care what news you listen to. I don't care what you listen to. It's not usually the truth. But we do have one thing that is the truth. And if we can learn to fall on this and recognize that this works, because it's the truth. You know, it used to be you could shake a hand and say, I agree with you, and this is what we're going to do. And that was a sealed contract. But those days have passed. Now they even fight the written contract. But this is a covenant with you and I. And this is as real as they come. And if you can get this in your heart and stand on this, I guarantee you, your life will change. It's a guarantee. It's a guarantee. I'm going to read out of the New Living Translation for the first scripture, because this one I spoke last week and I want to bounce off it. It says, stay alert. Watch out for your great enemy, the devil. Prounces. Prounces. He doesn't prance, he prounces. That's what he does. He sneaks around. Can I say it that way? He prowls. I need to put my glasses on, I guess. He prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. Now listen, if he can take the word out of you, he's got you. If he can convince you that the word doesn't work, he's got you. It's interesting, and I'm going to get into the scriptures about this, but it's interesting. We can sit here and you can listen to me, and lots of times I can catch you, if I wanted to, out in the parking lot, and I can say to you, what did I speak on, and you won't know. Matter of fact, I've had the day after, sometimes somebody's asked me, and I went, and I'm the one that spoke. I don't remember. Why? Well, we're going to read. The enemy comes immediately. Why? Well, why is that? Because he knows it's the only thing you've got. And he also knows that in these end days, that is the only thing you've got. There's nothing better than what goes on like at St. John's and St. Mark's and St. all the private schools where they learn to memorize. Because when you get that in you and you memorize it, well, the word tells us to meditate day and night. Word tells us that. You know, John, this is probably my favorite, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. I'm in Mark right now, but I'll make a quick side trick. John, I love this. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. How important is that? To recognize how important that is in our life. Let's start out. I want to go to Mark 4. I want to read from 3 down to 8, and we're going to back up. We're going to talk about this. It said, listen, behold, a sower went out to sow, And it happened as he sowed that seed fell by the wayside, and the birds of the air came and devoured it. Some fell on stony ground where it did not have much earth, and immediately it sprang up because it had no depth of earth. But when the sun was up, it was scorched, and because it had no root, it withered away. And some seed fell among thorns, and thorns grew up and choked it out and yielded no crop. But then it says, but other seed fell on ground and yielded a crop that sprang up, increased, and produces some 30, some 60, and some 100. Well, then the disciples questioned him later on after that and said, explain that parable to him. Well, then in verse 14 through 19, that's explained. And this is what I want to talk about today, because I think we need to recognize how easy it is that we lose track of what he wants us to have in us. In verse 14, it says, the sower sows the word. Now, what he's talking about is the first one. It happened that he sowed, that some seed fell on the wayside, and the birds of the air came and devoured it. Now, listen to what it says happens. And these are the ones by the wayside where the word is sown. When they hear, Satan comes immediately and takes away the word that was sown in our hearts. Like I shared earlier, many times we'll come to church or we'll sit down and read the word during the day, and then we walk away, and then someone can say, what did you read today? Or what did you hear today? And it will be absolutely gone. And it's amazing. Well, why? Because the enemy, you say, well, who's the enemy? Well, the enemy's the devil, but we're not big enough for that. But he's got demonic spirits. They're everywhere. The word says we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, and rulers around us. I think if we could see it, we would probably freak out. What's really around about us. But that enemy comes immediately and tries to take that word from you. That's why when I see people taking notes in church, when I see people, my sister Diane always took notes, and then she would go home in the afternoon and she would read and study what I preached every time. Well, why'd she do that? So that the seed was not stolen. See, folks, we're in a hard time. And we keep thinking, well, this year and a half's been bad. I'm sorry, it's going to get more exciting. That's just the time we're living in. But we don't have to let it get us down if we've got the word. Because when you know he never leaves you, you know he never forsakes you, then you can stand in the midst of things. And I could go on and on in scriptures that I have in my heart that I can quote, and I stand on them. I know it works. I've got almost a year and a half now, that I can prove in some areas that it works. Because I've been at that place like, I don't like this, I don't want this, I'm not going to live this way. But then I had to come right back with the word, which immediately pulls you out of that. See, I don't have to walk in depression. If I catch that I'm going there and I throw the word on it. But I've got to have that word in me. I've got to know that word is here. I can't just live, well, God loves me and that's all there is to it. That's not all there is to it. We have a responsibility to get this word in us over and over. You cannot read. Somebody told me one time, well, I read the Bible one time. I've watched MASH more than some people have read the word. I'm guilty because I've got a lot of time right now, and I like MASH. You all know what I'm talking about, MASH. And I've got those that I've watched them enough that it can start, and I can just delete it and go to the next one because I know I don't really like that one. I need to get the same way with this. Now, I don't want to delete anything, but I need to know that when I'm reading, I know where I'm going because I've read it enough that I know what's coming up, and I need to open my eyes to see what have you got me? What have you got for me? What do you want me to have? Then when things come up, I can just go click, it's there. Keith, my youngest, has a photogenic mind. He can read a book and he can tell you on page 37 it says. Now, wouldn't that be sweet if we all could do that with this? Well, you can if you recognize how important this really is. Your everyday walk and things that's going on. And the scripture continues to share with us what's going on here. Well, let's just go down to the next one. Mark. I moved my page. Mark 4, verse 5, it says, some fell on stony ground where it did not have much earth, and it immediately sprang up, and because it had no depth of earth, but when the sun was up, it was scorched, and because it had no root, it withered away. What do you mean here? What life got in the way. You love the word. We trust the word, but we don't have enough of it in us to recognize that when life gets tough, we don't have to go there. We can go to the promise. We can stand on the promise. So immediately this root that I had, I got all excited about the things of God, but this root that I had did not get deep enough to hold when the storm came. It did not adhere to the truth. And I started believing, because he's trying to convince me that it don't work. I'm starting believing that I'm going to get COVID, that COVID's going to make me so sick I can't make it, that I'm going to get the flu. And flu, remember how it used to be, it's flu season? Well, now it's COVID season. It's all the time. It's not leaving, folks. It's a virus. But I have something stronger than that virus. And if I stand on this word, you say, well, does it work all the time? I didn't say that, because I don't know your life and how you're living. But I can tell you that this is the only answer we've got for what's going on. This is the only answer we got for the economy that's going on. Do you think, folks, if you could run a machine and make money at home, how long do you think you would last before they would shut you down? Well, the same thing is happening in the government right now. $1 trillion. We can't even understand $1 trillion. But see, they're letting you think that that's going to be okay. You better have the truth. You better know that when things get tough, he's going to, the word says, that he will take care of you. And we've got to get that so deep in our spirit that it doesn't affect us. Down the next scripture, it says, and some seed fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it out. How many go through the day and then you get so consumed with life that the Lord sometimes is not even in that thinking? It's kind of like the last one. It's just everything gets so, you start worrying. You start being concerned. It goes on and it says, now these are the ones that are sown among thorns, that are the ones who heard the word, and the cares of the world and the deceitfulness of riches and the desires of other things entering choke the word out and become unfruitful. I am so busy that I don't have time. I am so busy. I mean, you hear that all the time. We are as busy as we want to be. We choose where we want to be. Don't kid yourself. I'm just like you are. I make time for things no matter what it is. I have to. Listen, the enemy don't want me to have this. I have to set time and make time to read this. John can tell you more than once I'll walk out of his office and say, I've got reading. I've got, have I not? I've got reading. I've got to get in. Why? Because the cares of the world and the cares of the church sometimes gets me more than I should be here. I mean, the more sheep we have, the more doo-doo's in the stall is what it says. I mean, that's what it says. So I can allow those good things to pull me away from the best thing. I can get involved in things in the town, in the community, that's good things, but it's not as important as these things. So we've got to recognize the enemy wants to come immediately. He is prowling. I got it. Prowling. There you go. It wasn't there. I'm sorry. Duh. He's always on the move. He's always, listen, he's got demonic spirits watching this church. This church has been under attack for years. But yet he's losing. He's prowling around. He's sitting on the outskirts waiting to devour anybody he can devour and pull the... That's how he does it. Because see, listen, when you know the word works and you stand on the word that you've read, I don't care what goes on. When Connie passed away, I knew what the word said. Brad and I were there. Brad can tell you, there was nothing I could do. She was gone. I reached up and kissed her on the forehead, and I said, what papers do I need to sign? There was no sense getting into all this other stuff because God's got every situation in my life. Now, sometimes I don't feel that way, but if I don't get back to the word, it'll pull me down. Yesterday was just a crummy day for somebody that's just alone. Rainy out. I was working out in the rain yesterday. Tim's can tell you. They probably heard me working. I was working with a pressure washer in the rain just so I wouldn't be thinking about how I don't like this type of life. I'm not trying to whine. I'm just telling you, I know that it works because the word says he's got me. The word says he's got plans. Whether I stay alone all my life or not, that has nothing to do with it because each day, each hour, he's got me. I was talking to Robin Renfro last night. Greg has been in the hospital 2.5 months, folks. Keep her in prayer and the family. That's tough. I think Connie had 52 days one time was the longest she stayed in. I'll never forget that stretch. How's she going to make it? Just what I told her. 1 hour, 1 minute at a time. And when you feel the problem coming on that starts becoming bigger, you go to the word that you memorized. You go to the word that you've thought about. You go to the word that you've read. You go to a sermon you've heard. You go to the word and you know that he's got me and it's going to be okay. And you talk to yourself. David said that he spoke to himself to make it. I think about him a lot in the area. Here he was out taking care of a bunch of sheep and everybody else in family, everybody, all the brothers, the whole family was all home eating every evening and he was with the sheep. But where did Psalms come from? Most of the time when he was out there, he didn't spend it whining and carrying on. He talked to the Lord and he praised the Lord. He shared his problems, but if you read the Psalms, he'll start out with the problem, but before it's over, he's got the answer. That's because the word, and all he had was the Torah. All he had was a little bit of the word. We have got the complete package. All we need in the New Testament, the New Covenant, it's yours. I've got you. I'll never leave you. I'll prosper you. You're healed by the stripes of Jesus. You have been healed. I'm taking care of you. Don't get down. Get up. Recognize what's going on. He's got it right here. But the enemy wants to come immediately and he wants to steal it. But then you go on with this scripture, and I like this part, because he says at the bottom, it says in verse 8, it says, but other seed fell on good ground and yielded a crop that sprang up, increased, and produces some 30, 60, and some 100-fold. Well, it tells us what that is. It says in verse 20 over there, it says, but these are the ones sown on good ground who hear the word, accept it, and bear fruit, some 30, some 60. Listen, all we have to do is start doing our website. Start doing the word. Now, that's not under law. That's just under doing and reading and accepting what's here and coming to that place in your life where you totally trust it. Nothing else matters in life that's going on. Whatever the president and all the group wants to do, whatever's going on here, whatever, it doesn't matter. You just go, it'll be all right. He's got me, and I know because I've read that we win, and I've read that we're going out great. Right now, it maybe doesn't seem like it, but we're going out great. We're going out with the church is full. We're going out with a revival. We're going out with healings. We're going out, and they're going to know we were here. Amen. And that's what's going to bring people in. His grace and his anointing is going to just cover the earth Will all accept him? No, the Bible tells us no. Some just chooses not to. They're not going to do it. They're not going to do it. I love what it goes on down. You know, the interesting part about this set of scriptures, we stop there. But I want to continue on there and listen to what it says. In verse 24, here in Mark, it says, "Take heed what you hear. With the same measure you use it, it will be measured to you, and to you who hear, more will be given." Listen to what it's saying. The more I get the word, the more it's going to be given to me. Now, we use that scripture sometimes for prosperity. We use that scripture sometimes for just giving and tithing and that kind of stuff. But fact is, it's a fact. It says, the more I use the word, it says, listen, take heed what you hear. What did I just hear? I just heard about the word. Take heed, it says, with the same measure you use it, it will be measured to you, and to you who hear, more will be given. For whoever has it to him, more will be given, but whoever does not have, even what he has will be taken away from him. The enemy's going to take it away. If you're not in it and dedicated to it and committed to it, if you're not committed to what you're doing in that area, it will be taken away because the enemy will take it away from you. He's prowling to take that away from you. I'm going to just keep putting it in, 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 where I don't care how much he prowls, he's not going to get it away. He may get a little here and there, but I'm going to keep putting it in. I'm going to keep putting it in. I'm going to keep putting it in. I'm going to keep. Well, why? Because I know this is my only life. I can go back to John. He said, he's the word. He's also, it said, I'm the life of men. Who is? He is. Who's he? This word. This is the only answer. Let's just take it another step. Go to Romans, if you will. Romans chapter 10. Verse 8, it says, but what does it say? The word is near you and in your mouth and in your heart. What is the word? That is the word of faith, which is we preach, that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. That only happened because of the word. And that only happened because you had the word in you. That only happened because you had the word given to you. And you won't believe any of that unless you're in it. You may hear about it. That's called religion. You may hear that Jesus is Lord, but that's religion. It's got to be here. We've been watching The Chosen. If you haven't been coming on Wednesday, we're getting a bigger crowd, and it's just so much more fun to watch it. It's just cool. But Jesus was standing there cleaning a fish, and this come to me. We just catch them. The church turned it around. You got to be this, you got to be that, you got to do this, you got to do that, you can't do this, you can't. I can remember back when I lived with mom and dad, we couldn't even go to Sunday, go to a movie. Oh my gosh, you're going to go to hell. That's religion. They're trying to clean me. Just get me where I recognize that he died and rose again. That's all. He'll clean me. Let him clean me. Then there's no judgment from other people.
Right. Well, that person drinks. They're going to hell. Oh.
The one that's maybe going to go to hell is the one that's judging. Right. See, our place is just to let them know that this word is alive. Hebrews 4:12, it's alive and active. It divides my intents. It divides what I'm thinking. It makes me go from depression to joy. It makes me go from unforgiveness to forgiveness. Why? Because of the word. Because it's truth. It gets so real that the Bible tells me all I have to do is believe that in my heart and confess it, and it happened. That's all I got to do. That's all you have to do. Except you got to get this in you. When you're young, you're young. But the older we get, the more. I'm telling you what, if I would have had an understanding of when I was 12 years old, how important it is to get this in me. I think about the years that were wasted, but yet God didn't waste any of them. Boot camp for me, it was just, you know, all the stuff that goes on in your life, and he's used that. But listen, the answer is right here. It's a solved situation. You know, we hear, we believe, and we receive. We read, we believe, and then I know. That's what's so exciting about it. I know that I know that I know. This is one of them knowers. I know that he'll take care of me. I know that he'll, no matter what goes on with this world. Why discuss all this going on with the world? We can't change anything. You're better off when somebody brings it up, I got the answer. Believe that he died for you. Your sins are covered then. Believe that he raised from the dead. And guess what? We're going to leave this place. I think about Ruth Roffing. She was like Lisa's mom. She just oozed with the love of God. Like my mom, just oozed with the love of God. They're far and few between. But guess what she's doing? She's dancing on the streets of heaven. No aches, no pains. Why? Because I can tell you why. She knew this. She knew she was okay. Kevin can tell you. Kevin spent a lot of time with her in the last part of her life. There was no sense talking about politics, which she could. She knew everything. But she knew this. Trust the Lord. That was her favorite line. Oh, I just trust the Lord. Well, folks, what a better statement can you make? You know, we're going to be closing out with, I am not enough. The Lord is in this place. We are not enough. But with him, we've got everything we need. Guys, come on up. He has us completely. Get that revelation, folks. You say, well, things are rough for me right now. God still got it. My heart, I mean, I can't tell you the hundreds of times. I think about Greg. Lives just up the street, so all the time I go out the front door and I'll see Greg's house, and I'll think about Robin and the boys, what they're going through. But he's enough. Listen, he won't make it without him. Suicide rate's crazy right now. You want me to tell you why? They don't know this. You say, well, that's works. No, no, no. This is him. He says, I am the word. So when I'm reading this, I'm with Jesus. And sometimes I can read and not even get stolen immediately. I'll have to back up and read that paragraph over, read that chapter over. But I still know that as I read it, something's changing in my life. It'll never, ever be the same. This is the answer. Let's close out. You guys ready? Thank you.
pastor shared in his speaking today in Romans, and it says the word is near you. And as we were singing that, we often think the Lord is in this place, and he is. But when you have this in here, he is in this place. Okay, I don't want you to miss that. I don't know what you're walking through. I don't know what's waiting for you outside that door, but this place, he's right here with you. You will never be forsaken. The more you have of this, it's not dormant. It's alive. And you take it wherever you go. The conversation that I have with her, he's with me. The conversation I have with him, as he's sharing with me and I'm helping bear the burden that he may be walking through, I have this with me. He's not forsaken me. The Lord is in this place. When you're alone at night, guys, there's some scary stuff going on, and you're in bed and you haven't shared with anybody, put this in there. Put it in there. Have it here. Have it here so it meets and connects, because he is in this place. When there's nobody else around and you haven't shared it with anybody else, he is in this place. Don't think of it as a physical location of the church. You are the temple of the living God. Have him in this place and know it. The minute the enemy tries to take that from you, you remind him that the Lord is in this place.
Say, well, how in the world do I do that? You can't. You have to ask, because we can't do anything in ourselves. If you ask, say, Lord, I need more of this. I need to be able to get this in. I need to find time. Lord, I can't do it. Will you help me do it? Guaranteed. Because like Jen just said, he never leaves me. He never forsakes. He always, and the more I get, the more I got. And the more I get, what I got. Father, we thank you. Father, I thank you that if this changes one life, Father, it's worth all the work and all the effort that it took to have the church today. And I thank you that we'll never be the same if we continue to put life in us that never leaves us and never forsakes us. And we thank you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Call you blessed. Make your way down across here and sign up. The earlier we can get started, we want to start at 4 if we can get the help.